over Hashem. Not in the middle road today.
No.
It's a mess. Now, there was a small car. Maybe this person was afraid to go completely outside because you can't go anywhere outside the metro. And the truck just swiped that car away. So we stuck there and then we couldn't do anything because you can't go anywhere, even yourself, because all cars are rushing and wrecked. And then on the side, you can't go. If you go on the side, you can't go to fall the other side. If you go on this side, you can't go to fall the other side. So you just have to wait up until the clear that little car and the truck, and then you can go. So we had there and it was for almost an hour.
Yeah.
Oh,
say that.
If I could see when I come down there, I could have gone up like I'm going to Mama's Day or something like that. Then you go this side and then you come. But as soon as you're in the middle, all other cars are following you, then you're trapped in all these cars. That's the cashier part. But I'm a member of the committee. Good morning. Last week we said we need to meet and the committee must submit the minutes to us. So these minutes are minutes of the presentation by the minister and the input by Voxel South Africa Drug Free. Now we have to make our own input. You will see somewhere at the back that there are a few recommendations made by the chair and the committee secretary. But those were just quick recommendations. We have to make recommendations. I can see that we didn't put in the recommendation for the minister that the Boxing South Africa. You must take the minutes that 17 June minutes. Wednesday, and then you right go at the right last page there, you see the bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so companies have read those recommendations. So if there are other recommendations that we want to do, we can make an input there. But the recommendation that is not captured very well, it's a recommendation number one of Boxing South Africa. We want to suggest, because the boxing board of the board for boxing is not complete, and then many members have resigned, and therefore we are making a clear recommendation that the minister must dissolve the board and put the interim board up until now. We have discussed with the minister that we must make an amendment to the act. Now we're saying the minister must dissolve Boxing South Africa. And in addition to that, the minister must put an interim committee that is going to run the Boxing South Africa affairs. And the minister must, as quick as possible, in a month's time, bring to the committee the amendment for Boxing South Africa to constitute the board. You remember we said to the minister, Boxing South Africa is appointed completely wrong because it's the minister who sits in the office and the officials and appoint the entire board. We are making an oversight on something that is not our own making. Now, any other board of this the state entity, minister appoints half of that board and the parliamentary committee makes a recommendation on the half. And the minister, as we make the amendment on the act, the minister then has the discretion to appoint the chair and the deputy chair only, but the rest of the other members of the board, particularly those that are recommended by the committee, the minister would where we don't have much leverage is when the who is supposed to be the chair of chapter. The other thing that is not there, that has happened, which was wrong in Boxing South Africa, was, I'm saying, the minister in 2 months' time, the minister must bring the amendment to the committee on Boxing Board, on the constitution of the, or the composition. When now you talk about the constitution of the country, talk about the composition of the board. I think that's it. Yes, yes, come on.
There's one thing which I also feel maybe even to raise to the department. Was the department has a responsibility to do the oversight over the board? It must not be at the stage where we engage the department, because the department will sing the same song with us towards its own established institution. Well, each department must be very loud and clear and say, this is where we are going as a department. Because there should be reports that are saying, these are instances that we charge as a department in order to address the situation of open consumption. Because now each department is behaving in the same manner as us. Because see, I think we have a different role over the department around this matter. So I think we also need to establish the responsibility of the department to address that. They must not be off the hook in relation to the status of youth for South Africa.
Yeah, make a recommendation about what should we do. We should call the department back, because if the department doesn't carry responsibility of inefficiency and how guidance should be given to the board, and even if the minister can appoint a new board tomorrow, it will not get a support to across the department. Now, if you want us to pursue this thing on how the department intends to assist, probably the interim committee and the income committee must clearly give us how they intend to do that. But at the same time, let's see this inefficiency of the department, because it is them who are supposed to keep this thing up. It is not us who are supposed to do that. And so we must sit and think what should we do. Or as and when we go on in the quarterly report, and then it should be something that we revisit. Or we put the department, in our view, has not exercised a proper monitoring and assistance to Boxing South Africa. And therefore we ask that the department, in the interim and the new coming board, the department must be held on. It must not be the responsibility of the portfolio committee.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner, I think the department has said, if you can remember in the presentation by Loiso, he mentioned that Ernest was a person who is an official, was assigned to Boxing South Africa to go and assist her with the mess happening there. She has said whether she has reported to the department what is been picking up there, I don't know. But it's not that the department was not involved. It was reported here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they need to have a vigorous manner to deal with this issue. I don't know. But presently, they are not assisting.
It's an indictment of the consent of the committee.
Thank you, Chair. We received the minister but late, but we're happy we could read to it. But he also wrote me a letter. He said, I'm not going to report him. He's going to give me 2 free tickets for this weekend. Jefferson, on the sports trust, I'm not too sure. I think we request them within, I think, a week or so, they have to submit all, I think Suki also raised his concern on their submission on a complete report as to whom they are funding. And the guy promised, yeah, I see the guy also now that there's a very good relationship with the current DG, contrary to the previous one. But it doesn't seem that that relationship is from his side to this committee as well. We're still awaiting that report to see. Because in terms of oversight and we as MPs, our role to the various beneficiary of this funding, we need to go out and see to what extent they utilize this money.
No, I think that the what we should make as a recommendation there, you're right, is that we are recommending that we have accepted a short input by the sports trust, that we are making another recommendation that the sports trust must come with a full presentation, they must be given the time, and that because sports trust must tell us in the Eastern Cape where do they dispense some of the material that they have in a free state way. They must not just come and give us, they must give us a document that says these are places where we've gone and this is where we've put in some basic facilities and all those other things. So that part of our exercise, we must go and see those things and say, I, you're talking about something. Because you know what they say? Members who are here, some Cora would recall. We're doing a serious oversight as a committee. We went to KwaZulu-Natal in a stadium that has been built for about 8 million.
Mm-hmm.
When we arrived there in Poland, there was no stadium. The grass was torn. I'm sure. Now, when I walked in there, you never see. But the money has been paid to the contractor and all those things. And then he said, but where is the stadium? And the stadium was not the way. And when we arrived here, everybody woke up and the stadium is not there. But when we went there for the third time, then the stadium was there, basic facility. But now, when you don't do that, because the department was telling us all these facilities, where they are and everything. But Mchali happens to belong to this committee, say, where is this place? Because I know this place is great. And they were telling us, and then he said, no. You went there and come back and said, there's no stadium there. Then he said that we are going to go. When I arrived there, there was complete grass. There was no stadium there. And not the bulk of photo was there, right in the bush. And then he had a big festival there, and then telling the story and everything. And 3 years down the line, the facility was not there. But what the Auditor General was showing in the report was showing that the stadium has been paid, everything is fine. Even him could not pick up that. The stadium was not there. So, some of the things that we pick up, we follow them. So, the first trust must tell us where are these things. And Lotus also take a gamble with us. And when they were here, they were presenting and all, they said, Lotus, give us a list of these places where you have given us. And we came and showed them that it's not true what they're telling us. And this thing of the things that are locked in the storerooms and all that, it's true, it's not a joke. And those kids are playing there with no clothes, nothing. Things are in a storeroom there, and then you don't know what they want in the storeroom when they've been purchased by a stadium. So we would make a input there that given the time that was given to the sports trust, we think the sports trust must come with a clear report. And the report that is almost specific on provinces where they have done what, so that at least we'll be able to interact what the sports trust is giving to us. I think that should be the possibility. The recommendation number four. I think the issue of testing at school is cardinal. I went to a school this week. I've never seen such a thing in my life. I have never. It's so-called Model C school. It's either white teachers are on a campaign to destroy our children or the something wrong. Somebody just come closer to me and say, Shepherd, you see, that blue thing, power rate, blue powerade. You see, that blue thing powerade. And there is one that looks like a tea, something like a tea. So you see what is happening there. Look at those teachers. Teachers are sitting with the black children on this side. They were drinking this powerade. And this person said that that is not powerade. These teachers are giving these children drunk. And the teacher said, come, tell yourself, very drunk. And then they give him, and then they are also drinking. And when the day was going up, you could see majority of children at the high school level. They are more drunk than myself who was sitting there watching them. And it was a game there, there were inter school games that were going on. And the extent of the drug there, I don't doubt it. The so-called doctors will use good. The extent of drug there is something that I said is unbelievable. And this matter of drug-free, that has to deal with awareness without resources. I think we must offer that with the minister so that the minister must begin to give drug-free more resources for them to do an effective job. And in the changing well, drug-free challenges are huge, and then all of us have a view that in that 5.7 million, it's not enough, and then the 4.3, the 4.3 that they're requesting to make 10 million, it's not unreasonable, it's fair, because they are going now to another level of testing. The blood testing, the passport testing, and all these other physiological testing. So those are things that the world is beginning to bring in as the drug-free, but the responsibility of drug-free. They are saying in terms of their responsibility at once, they must have performed some number of tests for them to remain as a drug-free test institution. And in the light of the shortage of money that they have, they're likely not to perform those tests, and they will be delayed. And that the drug-free institutions in Africa, there are only two institutions in the whole Africa. The one is in South Africa, in Bloemfontein, the one is in Tunisia. The rest of these institutions are in European countries. And it could be also a deliberate move that, no, why should the African continent have an institution that is testing drugs and all these other things? And the challenges that this gentleman was raising around out of sport testing is very important, because say, make an example. Say, any other Russian person can drink this enhancement thing and go to the mountain and don't get it. That time is out of sport. And after 3 days, comes back from the mountain, and the whole thing now in the body you can't detect with the present scenario. Now, they want that, if they want you out of, if they hear a race coming in Devon, the marathon in Devon, they must be able to have a list of all people that are going to participate, and if they doubt that these people are the people consistently winning this race, they must be able to visit you just towards the race, so that they must see whether you've not done what you call the out of competition test. And I think it's very important, because other than that, they will never be able to do that. I think there is a fair request, and that which can be achieved, and the department and the minister must look into the plight of drug-free. And the drug-free must be, there should be a way that the Department of Sport and the Department of Education, on their collaborative effort for school sports, and drug-free must play a prominent role. I don't know, because they're talking about the parental consent and all those other things. I don't think that any other parents will agree that the child must use the drugs at the high school level. I don't think so. If there is a school that cannot disagree, it's means that school knows that children are using drugs in that school, and therefore there's something that should be done.
Generally, I need to raise maybe to the writer of the minute, the quality of the minute. I mean, it's not good for public consumption. If this is a public document, really, we will be in a mess. Starting from page one, if you can just read any sentence, you'll find if it's not a spelling error, there's some grammatic errors that are so eminent. I mean, this needs to be tested thoroughly. I don't want to refer to anything, but starting from the introduction, straight to the last one. Then on page 16, says, on the last bullet, the committee lamented. I mean, we cannot lament in the committee. We don't lament. So, you said the word must be. It says, the committee lamented the lack of strategic direction by the board of DSA and the lack of adequate financial control.
Now, we're not lamenting, we're very clear. That the folks in South Africa have a strategic view, it is no direction, it is just an entity that went on a crisis. So we're not lamenting, we're very clear. The fact is that the folks in South Africa have no direction.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you have to
Then the other issue gets is in relation to the use of the MIG by municipalities in terms of facility development. It's not very clear here what we actually said. But if I can remember well, with page 17. No, the problem is, I wrote like, okay, it's not there in the what means. Okay, it's on
which means?
It's in the initial page.
No, it's I think on page 39 or underline so many things. Let's talk about those things.
Yeah.
Because now I wanted Ufori to send this thing to Cedric because on his email.
Oh, it's here.
Usually we
page 4.
Page 4. But now I'm having on the Wednesday, June 17th at page 12.
Okay. That one, on this one is page 4. It's the same.
June.
Okay.
It's Wednesday, June 17th.
Yeah, this is the 17th. It also, it starts here on the
8th.
Yeah, it's on the presentation by the DG.
The presentation by the DG?
By the DG, yes.
Okay, then it's not the DG one. Okay.
Yeah, so there, what you said were very explicit. To say, as a committee, you are not happy with the manner in which sports facilities are being developed by the department. Then the department passed the road to the municipality to say there is that municipal infrastructure grant where municipalities do not use that grant for the development of facilities, instead for other things. So we said as a committee, no, this thing must get out of municipalities. But at the same time, the department indicated that there is no specific, there is no specification in terms of the ring fencing to the usage of that bar. So definitely the municipalities are going to argue to say there was nothing that was referring this to sports. It was for infrastructure. So infrastructure is so broad. So the department indicated that there is a problem in terms of saying clearly this is what it was meant for. But that indicates this nature. This department in disability, I don't think it is very honest in terms of saying if they intended that facilities should be developed through this amount, they should be able to say each and every financial year, this is what we use to allocate. And from the very first year, if that money came back when and facilities are not there, they should have raised that with the municipality.
Yeah.
So I think this thing, each department needs to be very clear, even if you engage OODG, even if it's not in a meeting, to give you clarity on this thing. He said, what we want to see if facilities here being developed.
You see, what does that comment is the matter that you are raising is the matter that we ourselves are raising. You know what happens? The money doesn't come back from municipalities. The money at municipalities is used for these people who are invading the piece of land and give them water and put the street there and all the other things. Because precisely of the reason that the department says that you're aware of that the money is not being spent. But out of their goodwill, municipalities would put a facility if they so wish. But the department has a component called for building for sports program, which is the resource because everything for years, up until 4 years ago, the Department of Sports was building facilities. If you stay in the Eastern Cape, you check the Motherwell Stadium there. Or if you stay in the Free State, you check the pool in the Free State and the stadium in the Tromsdijk and the pool. There are many of those pools. Per year, the Department of Sports used to build basic facilities of 444 with our own Department of Sports, of Building for Sports. But in the new advent of municipal infrastructure grant, all the infrastructure, because they regarded those things as infrastructure, then it was taken to provincial and local government. But quickly, the ANC was aware of that. If you read the resolution of the social transformation resolution in Polokwane, it says the municipal infrastructure grant must go back to building for sports program. And that is what our arrangement with the minister. Now, the Department of Local Government now is aware that now the money is going to shrink in the Department of Provision and Local Government because we are going to be given our own money for building for sports. And now they are resisting and saying, no, tell us where we should put these things rather than you take this money. But now I'm saying the chief whip called up and the minister that what is wrong that we must not implement this resolution? Because this is the minister having a problem with this resolution. Why could not raise this during the plenary in Polokwane in this resolution? So we're considering that because we're completely taken away the need. It's our own resolution, it's the resolution of our own party that guides how government should deal with facilities. In the light of bashing of the ANC by people that there are no facilities, we decided to bring that thing back to the sport. Sports must be able to go and check the municipality, what is this place that they're having? The IDT, and see where this. If the IDT doesn't talk on that, we force the department, the municipality to tell us, and then we have communication and ourselves. We discuss with communities where this facility should be, and then we put a basic facility there. That is what is necessary. So there we just have to emphasize. That is the building for sports money from NIC. We still emphasize that it must be taken back to sports and sports must be able to deal with its own facilities. Because it is in light of what we are observing that we have pushed this resolution understand. Because so many spiritual things, there's no time available yet. So we're saying, no, 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 let it come back to us. It was the us who are putting something. From 400 KA in 4 years, was this only two facilities. So we have lost 888. So we can't allow it anymore. So we just have to put the emphasis that the building process for the mixed fund, that is for sports facilities, it must quickly be taken back to sports education. I think emphasis must be in line with our own resolution. That is the make fund for building for sports must quickly, as fast as possible, be taken back to taken back to sports.
Will be taken out of here very soon. Was that problem going here?
Yeah, then I see outside comments. Just take quick little tips. We are trying to bring it in your body because we are just going to finish. Let's see outside. Just bring it in and take tea and bring it inside.
Yeah. Yeah, then the other issue that we actually raised the question of using of the national anthem, the many issues of that. We need to have a resolution around that. And also the question of the data, as it was raised by General Pierre. What we said is the question of the need to say these are the facilities that we intend maintaining, and if new facilities are needed, then it can be taken from there. Because there are facilities, when I say, you find in the Eastern Cape, in each and every district, where the department allocated 6,000 million, and instead of those facilities being developed, they were rendered unplayable.
Mm.
So the same situation that you have referred to, Lea Sempolwe, where there was a facility that was being used, then when they come to develop that, they render it unplayable, then the kids will stay on another piece of land that adjacent to that one.
Mm.
So it's a number of these. Of these facilities. And in monitoring and evaluation on this aspect, each department is a culprit.
Thank you. Okay, just quickly take tea and then come back.
Okay.
But the issue of the linen. These linen comics are going to run into public domain as soon as we adopt them now.
Thank you.
So with the concern that they are raising, right? For a note, we've raised this thing with him, and then he has improved, and then maybe now it's coming still a little bit drowsy with the election and all that. But it's a matter that we're raising with Corey because it is not a reflection of the poll. I say, hey, he's a bunch of irresponsible parliament. Can't they just see these things are going out in this way?
Our own reflection,
it's not a reflection of the
committee. No, Comrade Chair, ultimately, what will it? Thank you. Ultimately, what will happen is that these minutes can end up being used in court of law. That is how serious it is. If there's anything that happens and we need to produce minutes of proceedings, then these will be the minutes that will be produced. So we must be meticulous when we deal with these type of issues, and we expect the committee section that before they bring us a set of minutes, we don't say there won't be an error here or there, but it can't be the norm that the minutes is a problem. There must be capacity. There's a lot of money that's appropriated to committee sections. They must use that money so that they can provide the support to the committee.
And
Funny,
I'm sure collectively, as members, it's a degree bigger than all of us. Together with that, because the principal, small principal, and all of them. And then you can understand this man has what he takes. And we are only some 80 people just dealing with this thing, but at least you can understand what is going on there. So, for us to. This thing that Cedric is talking about here is a serious matter. We had a court challenge. We had a court challenge. But fortunately for us, we challenged on the basis of an institution called the PMG. There are people coming here that are called the Parliamentary Monitoring Group. Oh, there are these people.
Yes.
We were taken to court on basis of the judgment from
the parliamentary monetary group. But those millions were outstanding.
Okay.
Let me tell you, were outstanding. The only difficulty with the person who took us to court, we have not adopted those millions. Because TMG doesn't write millions for parliament. And therefore, our technicality was that. But those millions are millions of an NGO and not parliament millions. We have not adopted our millions yet. You understand? That's how we get out of the whole thing and we manage to name our country. Other than that, and there could have been a disaster. It could have been a disaster. So that is right. People, as soon as there's any other thing, people are taking us to court with our own millions, and therefore our own millions must be clear what we want to convey to the people, and the resolution must be clear what we want to do in terms of our own work and the constitution and concern that we have to take into consideration.
Your Chairperson, I might just also add that in terms of the oversight and accountability model of Parliament, we also need to give recognition to the work of the PNG. Because the quality of the minutes that you will find from the PNG within the next 24 to 28 hours on their website will be word by word a reflection of what has happened in these meetings. It's unfortunate that we cannot use them as the official minutes of proceedings because they are an NGO, it's an outside entity. But through your chairperson, through the PNG, they do marvelous work. And the committee section can take a leaf out of their book in terms of giving a correct account of events that have taken place.
Now, I met with their boss sometime before we go to the election. I wrote them a letter and said, there's a certain wise gentleman who always keeps there quiet to become a friend of our community. I think I've seen a certain powerful wise gentleman.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
Yes. That man comes from TMG. He doesn't distort. It's not malicious. It doesn't distort. I wrote them a letter and said, your minutes are outstanding. At times we make reference, we go and take some of the parts of the minutes because our committee. And then I said, I think they must teach Parliament how to write minutes.
Yeah.
I think they must teach Parliament. Parliament must swallow its pride and say, all their secretaries who can't write minutes. They must go to PMP and say, how do you train people to write minutes? Because their minutes are outstanding. I'm telling you, they're outstanding. You marvel reading. And those things running on their website today. And then you look at ours, they look like pictures. Yes, please.
Also, I appreciate what you are raising now because look, prior to trying to underline sentence by sentence, say, where do we go correct me? And the sense we have to acknowledge the evening. But surely, I'll be saying that. Some kind of propaganda, I'm sure that you need to have to look at the issue of how to allow them to work.
No, we are going to take this in with Cedric. Usually we take this thing with Cedric and go and deal with it. And today we're not done with that, but we want to deal with the thrust of this whole thing. We will not take them to the public consumption as they are, but we are going to deal with them. So I've seen we have done your group that they
the statue member he has done it.
Yeah, the statue member has done it. So what usually we do comment, or you know, we're discussing these things. Here we're discussing fundamentally the thrust of what we want to do. But we can rest assure you, we will not allow these minutes to go to public reflecting you. And then we have not sit down in Cedric and make sure that these minutes, drama, everything is okay. Because you know what they're saying? They don't say it, they say, hey, that chair, look what he's saying there. And he doesn't understand anything. And they now referring to me as if my minutes and I sit down and write minutes. And then I'm interrupting, not writing minutes. But just because they want to reach to me, and then they'll reach me on the yes, I know. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Compare, I just want to also to bring on to the attention of the minute members present as an omission. My name is not in front, but looking for content, it's clear that I was in this meeting. This time around, I will definitely not blame Corey again. It's 4 tickets now, tell Corey. I will blame him. No. And my surname, Chair, is MCGLUWA. The archive is silent about my surname. I think I was a Gulwa.
Repeat it again.
MCGLUWA.
K-L-U-W-A. We attended this site meeting, reclaiming land in Kimberley. And in the archives in Kimberley itself, there is Kungwa. The registrar can't find the Meklua. So we are about to lose a big, big, big ground there. But in this one, like Cedric and said, it just goes to court. I wasn't in this meeting yet.
Won't testify for
us. So, for it really said that they know that you must be part of us when you go to court.
Chairperson, I hope Corey takes notice of this.
Let's go on the COVID. Is there any other recommendation that you want to raise on these recommendations? Next week, Kombe, I don't know. Next week we're going to debate our budget on the 5th of July. Now, for us to be able to adopt proper minutes with proper grammar, we're only left with next week Tuesday, August. We will not be able to do any other thing. So if we agree that Corey have to go now and go and correct this thing, but I'm not comfortable. I have not read a line by line of this minutes. And then if the majority of you say, no, it's okay, Paul must go, and he said these amendments that he's talking about, and come back and adopt this minute, I don't have a problem. But I was thinking that I will pursue you, that these minutes, Paul must go and set the input that was made here, and by the day, Paul must bring this thing to my office, and next week, immediately after we've done this thing by tomorrow, Corey is going to, in your pigeonhole, put all these minutes now so that at least you can check the minutes that have now been cleaned and they're fine and resolutions are in good order. Then next week we can just meet for 15 minutes or 30 minutes adoption of the minutes and then we go. We don't even need tea, we don't need 10 o'clock when we arrive at half past 10, we've adopted that and then we go back to prepare for our July 1st budget. Now, there are two options that I'm putting forward to you. I'm one person that want to make a decision and then which probably might not be good. Yes, comment there.
Comment. I agree that the minutes need to be corrected, but who comes for needs to look at from sentence to sentence, because I'm looking at page 70. The whole sentence of Mr. Lee is all wrong. It doesn't make sense of what Mr. Lee was saying. So who probably has to look at the whole page, all the pages, and then correct that, and then there's also a bunch of minutes
that has been printed here. This also was destroyed. So I agree that he goes and corrects the minutes, and I agree that he needs to meet on Tuesday, same thing, to get the correct minute. Corey?
Comment,
the proposal that I made, the second is by Comment Jingle, and then I think we agree. But Comment Jingle, is there not any other recommendation that we are making there, so that Paulie must go and put that in. But myself and Cedric will remain with Paulie and then. So, there's another comment. So, there's an agreement there. Comrade Corey will bring the minutes to me, to us, but in the meantime, he's going to give us this minute. and then I'm going to sit in the office, and then my servant Cedric and try to help him. He's going to add the recommendation, and again, himself work on this list. And then before Friday, come here, please, I plead with all of you. Before Friday, go to your teaching hall. You will get a new set of minutes that at least have been cleaned, and then that are having those resolutions, so that Tuesday next week will meet for 30 minutes to adopt those minutes, and then must be able to go and prepare for our budget. Comments from the ANC after the extended public committee at 4. We will be meeting, what is that? E-triple-4. We will be meeting there at E-triple-4 to go and arrange ourselves around the budget vote. So, colleagues, this meeting, again, thank you very much.
Are you caucus alone?
Yes, no, we don't caucus in the house. Please, we don't caucus in the house. Please.